promotion. Visit calldixie.com today. Call Dixie
and it's done. License number 15033.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
There was a station I could pull in and feel up on my feet. I've been running on empty, feeling so lonely and lost every day.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The mayor of Portland, Oregon is tear-gassed by federal officers along with other protesters demanding they leave the city. It happened outside a federal courthouse, and acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox that building would be destroyed if left unattended.
We have no assistance from the local leadership there, either from the mayor or from the governor. And so what does that mean? That means that the federal agencies and law enforcement officers from the department are left on their own night after night.
Supervisor says three federal officers may have permanent eye damage from lasers pointed at them by protesters. President Trump says Joe Biden has an obligation to take the cognitive test the president again says he aced. He says in an interview on Fox about Biden's mental fitness.
Something's going on, and I say this with respect. I mean, it's going to probably happen to all of us, right? You know, it's going to happen. But we can't take a chance of it happening.
America's listening to Fox News.
Vaccine. Please make it so that normal life comes back. Vaccine. Will they take it if they're anti-vax? This pandemic is getting old. My beauty parlor is still closed. Wanna get back to a normal routine. They've got one for measles and flu, so when clinical trials are through, I'm hoping that they cured COVID-19. Vaccine. I'd take it so I wouldn't need a mask. Vaccine. I hope scientists make one really fast.
And welcome to Three Pokes and a Cowgirl.
Woohoo!
Yeehaw!
Who you calling a cowgirl?
Oh, darn. That don't mean me.
Please tell me the cowgirl is okay.
Absolutely.
Has been one of the forbidden terms.
Cowgirl. I love cowgirl. Why is it a forbidden term? Who forbade it?
Because the cow lobby in this state is really, really...
It's big. A lot of power.
Big.
And they know Governor Ivey.
Moo.
So do I. I love it, Moo.
You know a lot of people.
I do know a lot of people.
So we had a nice turnout at Bomb Hours last night, and I understand you were packed at Sinclair's.
Oh, my gosh, it was great. We had several people come on over from Bomb Hours and
nice.
Join in on the party and had, golly, several. I know we had at least 10 people in the audience that listen to the show every morning.
That's
so
great.
Had a lot of great feedback. Thank you guys for coming out and for having a good time with us. And
I was within 100 yards of you.
Yep, but you were asleep.
I was sound asleep. I didn't. One of these days, though.
One of these days. We'll just have to do a private office party.
There we go. It was a good day to run in the listeners. I closed on the house yesterday, and the lawyer, her name is Christy. I don't have her last name handy, but she's one of those people that was obviously born to do it because she's got it so battened down. She's just really good at what she does. And she didn't wait until the end and then said, yeah, I listen to 93.1 all day long.
Yeah, that's great.
Which was cool. And then we discussed a caller to the afternoon show who I described in one word or less.
I see.
Rather abruptly.
I see.
Yeah, I heard about that one from a bunch of people. By the way, all positive, too. He had it coming.
Well,
his wife called yesterday.
You'll have to tell me about this.
You'll have to be an off-air conversation.
One of those.
Was it one that required you hitting the dump button back
No.
there? Oh.
It was a good one.
I didn't edit. I just put it out there.
Do you know about the dump button?
Yeah. Pretty decently.
Somebody says something really bad that wasn't supposed to be said, like on the phone. He pushes that and it goes away.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, only people listening on the app hear it.
Oh, they do?
I think. Not sure. That's the rumor. Somebody like Cooter would probably know the answer to that question. At 6:09...
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, one call can take care of it all. Meals, transportation, activities, utilities, housekeeping, all included in one low monthly rent of $15.49 for a private suite. Reserve your tour and free lunch. Go to caravitavillage.com.
All right, so not a bad morning. I mean, we're, 73 degrees, 89% humidity. The winds are calm. But scattered random afternoon and evening storms will be around today. In fact, if you check out my morning video, you'll see on Future Radar, the radar looks kind of active this afternoon. So good luck on your rain chances. High around 86, heat index 100 to 105. Tonight's low 75. Widely scattered storms tomorrow. But the rain chances a tad better over the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, closer to 50-50 coverage, highs in the mid-90s. And the tropics are going crazy. Tropical Depression 8 in the Gulf of Mexico could become Hannah as they head towards Texas. And you got Gonzalo, which may become a hurricane today as it heads towards the Windward Islands. Tropical Storm Watch in effect for Barbados. And tonight on my Weather Extra on TV, we're talking about why the rest of this season could get crazy in the tropics. There are some reasons and clues. We'll talk about it tonight at 6 and 10 on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Right now, 73 degrees at 6:10.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Press the blast-off button.
Okay.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
Can I use your mic?
Yes. We are ready to let the dogs out.
Good morning, sunshine.
I am not a morning person.
We're all about having fun.
Wake me at 10.
There's nothing wrong with being fun and popular and just giving people what they want.
Trust me, you're going to love this.
Sit on and turn it up, too, all the way.
It's showtime.
Well, it's the day we've been waiting for 4 months and 1 week, opening day in baseball.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I got to hold these guys together, folks. They're overwhelming. They've already started throwing paper balls and using.
we were thinking in May and early June that there just wouldn't be any baseball this year.
Football is still now the Alabama High School Association announced they're going to play their games.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, then MPS says, well, we're not going to let students learn in school. A decision that was met with great dismay, especially when you have the Pediatric Board of America saying, no, the kids can go to school.
Exactly.
But not here.
This says no reopening of schools.
Yeah.
So.
And look at that group leadership there, man. You just have great confidence.
That's inspiring.
Yep.
So, America's finest.
So in Montgomery County, students will not return to classrooms August 10th as planned.
No, they will be completely online for the first 9 weeks.
What does that take us to?
Oh, Lord. That takes us to October.
Election day almost.
Almost, yeah. Mm. Late October.
You think that's a coincidence?
Well, and then what's interesting is they're going to extend the school year to June. So welcome to year-round school, just about.
Welcome to what we, I went to June 8th every year. What did you, when you were in
Wednesday after Labor Day till about mid-June.
Okay.
About the 15th.
We'd get out about the 8th of June.
I got about May 15th. We had final exams like a week prior, but
that
then
would have been awesome.
Yeah, and then we had something that's called fall break. It was wonderful.
But we started the day after Labor Day, and now kids get gypped. They
go back sooner.
August, yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how the next year, how they'll start, if all given all this craziness is, still going on.
I sent you a picture of our sandwich this morning.
Oh,
it was absolutely awesome. I can't wait to hear how you describe it. When you post it, I know you'll post this one because it's pretty awesome.
It looks like great junk food.
It does look like great junk food, but you know what? It's the really best junk food sandwich ever.
Wait till you see how it glistens in the picture.
Well, there's been a great improvement since I got my new electric skillet, home skillet.
Oh, good deal.
Home skillet. There's your new DJ name.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's Greg. Home skillet.
So it's not going to be skillet in the classroom. It's going to be home skillet.
There you go.
6:14. We got your local news. The William Tell Wake Up just ahead.
From
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The first 9 weeks of school will be completely virtual for all Montgomery Public School students. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says the decision was made after survey results showed more than 18,000 parents wanted virtual school for their students. Troy police have made an arrest in the shooting death of a 21-year-old. Police have charged 17-year-old Jamarco Harris with capital murder and the death of Jacoby Cogburn. The shooting happened on July 13th in the 300 block of Elba Highway. Police anticipate more arrests in the case. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 22,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed within the last 2 weeks. Over 1,300 people have died. We also know more than 32,000 people have recovered from the virus. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at cteoutdoorpower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 617.
COVID-19 among the students.
Ah, they'll be fine. They're kids.
Mr. Principal, more teachers are experiencing shortness of breath.
Ah, that's a risk you take with the job.
Mr. Principal, somebody brought in peanut butter.
What?
Attention, attention, everyone, evacuate the school. This is a nut-free zone. In this state of emergency, please wear a mask and stay 6 feet away from everyone. Anyone could have a PB&J sandwich.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Kind of reference this once already this morning. Baseball returns. It's going to be very different. No fans in the stands. And experiments with, well, for example, they don't want long extra inning games, so if it does go to a 10th inning, each half inning will start with a runner on second base to try and at least enhance the possibility somebody will score.
Which offers some interesting strategy that you could employ.
Yeah, the player who makes the last out will be the guy that goes out to second base to start an extra inning game. Ballparks, well, we can give you a kind of a sneak preview of what these virtual games will sound like.
It's a beautiful day for a ball game. The stands may be empty, but with our virtual in-game sound effects, you'll never know the difference. Johnson Wines. And the pitch.
Smith laced the ball down the line. The crowd is going wild.
He's racing past second and on his way to third.
The right fielder fires the ball in, and it's a bomb.
Smith slides, and he's safe.
Uh-oh, looks like the third baseman, Davis, is not happy with the call. He and the umpire are really getting into it. Let's listen.
And the ump just threw Adams out of the game.
Looks like it's time for a commercial. We'll be back.
I've always said this before the pandemic. I would love to be able to bring my sound effects system to a biscuit game and just
play with it.
Yeah, during a game. That would be fun.
Who is the famous organist at Yankee Stadium? He's been there for years and years and years and years and years.
The only famous organist I know is Nancy Faust.
Oh, is that the one in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay.
At Comiskey Park.
Okay.
Nancy was there for, God, when I was a kid. I remember when she retired, and they brought her to Miami for an exhibition game before the Marlins were born, so people could have an authentic ballpark.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Nice lady, very good.
Would you push that button for TV back there and back you there?
Oh.
That one? Thank you. They just asked.
What is our topic today?
We're going to be talking about things are different at the office these days. Maybe no more handshaking, maybe no more or less face-to-face meals, maybe no birthday parties anymore.
I've already missed that boat.
No birthday parties.
And it says maybe bypassing food that people bring in. I don't know what that.
Oh, wrong.
I don't know what that.
You know what? For safety's sake, I think I should stop doing that.
No.
And that is in the morning when Greg's entire morning show staff walked off.
That was a great breakfast. It's now online, folks, if you want to see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Check out this awesome picture on Facebook.
Wow, if that isn't something that everybody just doesn't want to wrap their mouth around, I don't know what is. Here's the deal, folks. As your house ages, it settles. The house closed down yesterday.
Yeah, how'd it go?
It went smoothly. And you know what? No roofing issues, but a couple of times during heavy driving rains, as a house settles and the structure of the roof dries out a little bit, little cracks can open enough for a heavy wind to push a little water in. And then it finds its way through the attic and usually settles in a ceiling somewhere and leaves an ugly, rusty stain.
A terrible stain.
You look at that thing and you say,
it's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Doesn't do much for the home's value, but it does not mean you need a roof replacement. One reason why Jones Brothers has been...
it's not my fault, I swear.
No, actually, it's quite...
adorable.
He's helping you with your...
I appreciate that. Yeah, he's very passionate about Jones Brothers. They find the source of the water, reseal it so it can't happen a second time, and then dispatch a painter to touch it up. And you never know what happened. And it's a mere fraction of what it would cost to replace a roof. But you may not get that diagnosis from a less than reputable company. Jones Brothers has been around as long as they have in a town this size because they do right by people. They won't suggest you replace your roof unless you really need it. And they can also solve other issues. Like for us, we had a gutter that got jarred loose during heavy rain. We found out that squirrels were eating the caps off our exhaust fans. They fixed stuff like that, too.
No.
They've installed screen doors for us and done a whole bunch of things, and they do seamless, perfect installations. Energy-efficient windows and doors, too, at Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009, or admire their entire portfolio of products and services at jbroof.com. It is 624. We got our first look at the roads coming, then the timeline for the 23rd of July.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, no new accidents into us this morning to tell you about, but we have a little bit of congestion on the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry and on the East-South Boulevard, Highway 331 at Norman Bridge. I-65 and 85, a little busy. Some moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Overall, looking really good out there this morning. Enjoy your drive in. Well, Festival Plaza is open for business. Shop Plato's Closet. Stop by the ABC Beverage, World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat, or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama is feeling the economic pain caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Small businesses provide most of the jobs in our state. They've been hit hard, and they still need our help. But with Alabama jobs and livelihoods on the line, Senator Doug Jones played politics. Jones sided with far-left Washington politicians like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, delaying critical assistance for small businesses. Alabamians were counting on Senator Jones, but he and the D.C. liberals left our workers high and dry. Now Alabama small businesses need help with tax relief, and they need Senator Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, the Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote to provide tax relief for small businesses and start protecting Alabama jobs. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Visit My Stark Agency in Montgomery at mystark.com.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hello, this is Chase, General Manager of Second Chance Auto Sales in the capital city of Montgomery, Alabama. When it comes to advertising our business, Blue Water Broadcasting is our number one choice. We have used Blue Water for several years, and they have definitely helped increase traffic into our business. I definitely recommend giving Blue Water a call for all your marketing needs.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
Thank you, Dan Black, with the timeline for July 23rd. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 205th day of the year, 161 days left, this is the day we yell, play ball! Oh!
It is opening game day in Washington and also in L.A. But the Dodgers look hot this year.
Did you see what they... I was stunned. They signed Mookie Betts.
$365 million? Did I hear that?
12 years, $365 million.
How do you sign somebody for 12 years? You know what I mean? That's risky business.
Especially when you don't know. There may not be fans at the ballpark next year. So what do you do?
I know. You know, it's a crapshoot. It's Gorgeous Grandma Day. It's Hot Enough For You Day. If I hear that one more time.
It doesn't feel as bad this morning as it did the last couple of days.
Actually, this morning, comparatively speaking, is a little better than many mornings. Hey, it's Vanilla Ice Cream Day. I love me some vanilla ice cream.
Yummy!
Vanilla ice cream is the bomb.
It is believed that Thomas Jefferson discovered the vanilla flavor when he was in France and introduced it to the United States. 1715, the first lighthouse in America is authorized for construction at Little Brewster Island in Massachusetts. Lighthouse fan. I'd like to take a lighthouse tour one year.
That would be cool.
It's really cool.
There's one in Pompano Beach that was a short walk from my beachfront apartment years ago, and I just loved it. I always wanted to go into it, but it was closed. It was not open for
public. Have you seen the one in St. Augustine? It's pretty nice.
I have not been to St. Augustine, and that would be one of the top 10 places I would like to visit.
It's a beautiful place.
There's a bucket list. There's another lighthouse you missed.
On this date in 1886, a guy named Steve Brody jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, and he survived. He claimed he did it for $200 a bet, and he made the front page of all the papers doing it. A lot of people thought it was a hoax, but it really did happen. Speaking of ice cream, by the way, on this date in 1904, Dateline St. Louis, the World's Fair, the first ice cream cone invented, kind of accidentally, by Charles Mintz. 1962, Jackie Robinson, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, broke the color barrier playing for the Brooklyn Dodgers. On this date in 67, the so-called Summer of Love, no love in Detroit, the Detroit riots, among the bloodiest in U.S. history, begin. 1971, Paul Revere and the Raiders, number one on the singles chart with Indian Reservation, the song first recorded in 1959 by a Native American named Marvin Rainwater and released as the Pale-Faced Indian. So what the hell? Let's make it our song of the day. I remember a regional version of this from a guy named Don Farden on CKLW, but here's the hit version, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young.
You got a little extra on that one this morning. That's a good one. That was the biggest song by Paul Revere and the Raiders, believe it or not. On this date in 79, Ayatollah Khomeini bans rock and roll music in Iran.
Death to America!
Good timing. Oh, 1982, 53-year-old Vic Morrow and two child actors, ages 7 and 6, killed in an accident involving a helicopter during filming in California on the set of The Twilight Zone. Director John Landis. Also on that same date in 82, Diet Coke was introduced.
Wow.
Yes, I'll have a double Whopper, please, a large fry, and make that a Diet Coke. I'm watching my waistline.
Yeah.
On this date in 85, the Jefferson last airs. 1993, Michael Jordan's father, James, murdered on U.S. Highway 84 near Bennettsville, South Carolina. He just stopped to take a nap in his Lexus, and then a guy is now serving a life sentence.
Yeah, I never understood that part of it. If you're driving a Lexus, why not just get a room?
Yeah, why did he stop right there on the side of the road? Now, I can see stopping in one of those rest areas, maybe?
Yeah.
Possibly?
I wouldn't. But a Lexus, to somebody with bad intent, that kind of signals, hey, there may be something of value in this car.
Oh, yeah. Good point. In 2000, Tiger Woods became the youngest player in the world to win the career Grand Slam at the age of 24, a record-breaking performance in the British Open. 2011, Amy Winehouse died of alcohol poisoning. She was 27. The curse,
wow.
The curse of the age 27 yep. continues. Mm. 2 years ago in 2018, the National Transportation Safety Board urged people to stop jumping out of their cars for the hashtag InMyFeelings challenge, the viral video challenge where people dance to Drake songs outside a moving vehicle. How stupid can you be, people? Birthdays. Little Daniel Radcliffe, the Harry Potter kid, is now 31.
Wow.
Monica Lewinsky is 47, and I understand she is now a pretty wealthy person after some smart moves that she made.
Mm.
Nomar, not that smart move. Nomar Garcia-Para is 47. He's now works for the Dodgers. He's a broadcaster. He's 47. Yeah. He's on the radio side. Marlon Wayans is 48. Slash from Guns N' Roses. His real name, I don't have his real name here, but he's 55. Woody Harrelson is 59 today. David Essex, rock on, is 73. Edie McClung is 75. And Don Imus would have been 80 today. This is opening day in Major League Baseball. Yes, our long national nightmare is over. 43 days till Labor Day weekend and Christmas in 155 days. That's the time.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's more.
It's Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Comparatively speaking, it does feel just a tad better out there this morning. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms with a high today around 96. Heat index 100 to 105. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, widely scattered storms. However, the rain chances get a tad better over the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Closer to 50-50 coverage by then. Highs still in the middle 90s. And we'll check the tropics here a little bit after 7 o'clock. Right now this morning, calm wind, 73 degrees, 637.
All right, we will be hooking up with our TV friends in just a moment. Well, the tropics are really starting.
They're very active.
Heat up. At 637, when you have an occasion to celebrate, the people that can help you celebrate it best, that's Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Once a modest little jewelry store, family-owned and operated jewelry store, still is family-owned and operated, when Prattville was a tiny community of a few thousand people, not much bigger than Hooterville, and now Prattville has exploded in size, and Brian Jewelry they've just kept getting bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink.
When Leon's birthday comes around, stop by Brian Jewelry and see what they have that can help him celebrate in a meaningful way. What they do so well there is not only have a huge selection available at very competitive prices. In fact, you can do a layaway now for Christmas. How smart would that be to have that all taken care of?
Very.
When the big day rolls around, that pressure of that big gift for that someone special is off your plate. Join their club at BrianJewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. These are people you can get to know, and you'll find, like we did, when there is something to celebrate or we need jewelry for an occasion, or even my daughter has something on the wish list that they have at BrianJewelry.com. It's just great to have them as a resource. Terrific people. Three generations serving you at 1778 East Main in Prattville, and again at BrianJewelry.com.
That sure is a good-looking photo of all of us.
Oh, did they just run that?
They just ran it.
The bumper shot there.
Oh, okay. We look so good.
What did it say, the morning show? I didn't read what the font
said. I think they just had the morning show.
I was looking at the picture. Well,
after our TV hit, we'll have the Baumhauer's winning word. Yes. The Wing Fingers winning word.
How's that been going in the afternoons?
Good. We filled the lines immediately.
Fantastic.
Before we hit TV land, let's go visit the traffic dungeon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, keeping an eye on the roads for you this morning. Have the report of a disabled vehicle, Federal Drive and Atlanta Highway, that could be causing a little bit of a problem right there. Watch out for it. Around the boulevard, light to moderate traffic. Some congestion at I-85 on the Eastern Boulevard. Troy Highway at East South Boulevard. That intersection is beginning to get a little bit busy. And we're seeing a lot of cars out of Wetumpka now on 231. Just use caution wherever you are. We have no new accidents in us to pass along at this time. Fall classes begin August 14th at Trenum State. Go to trenumstate.edu and follow the links for online new student enrollment and returning student registration. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
Okay, we are waiting to make our television connection here. And again, at least once a week, we address something that has something to do with coronavirus, and that's what today's topic is. Permanent changes we may see around offices because of all the changes we've been through.
With rising. Almost 6:41. Most people are expecting permanent changes at the office when everyone is back into their routines, according to a new survey. And some of the changes we're expecting are more hand washing and cleaning, no more handshakes, more video conferences, and no more birthday parties. A lot to talk about. I want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
It's been kind of quiet on the other side of that window over that direction. That's where the sales department is.
Was.
They've been working from
home.
From home for months, really. And
the worst part of it is, We got fantastic salespeople. They don't need to be here. What businesses are learning is who really needs to come into the office
and who doesn't.
And who doesn't?
I mean, we have to be here, obviously, for this reason. But there are a lot of people who are doing their work from home now.
Yeah. I think what you'll see, this is going to be an ongoing and permanent change in a lot of places where it's just easier. It'll be good because you'll have fewer cars on the road during rush hour, even after the pandemic is over, whenever that is. And so we'll have fewer cars on the road, less pollution. It's all good for the environment, right?
What's new over there at Alabama News Network?
Yes.
How's that going?
We're nosy. We want to know.
We used to get breakfast delivered by the radio crew every day, but that quit
happening. I think that was a dream, Ryan.
Oops.
I think that was a dream that you had.
There's that third bus.
Are you finding less people coming to the office, more people working from home? Not necessarily news people.
Exactly. Yeah. So we've always worked in two different buildings anyway.
Yeah.
So the group of people you mentioned, like next door, sales is next door. That's not the case for us. So we don't see them.
That's true.
You know, in the same building anyway. Yeah. So they are working from home, a lot of them, but it's not really much of a difference for us over here. I was trying to think. I think one of the biggest things is probably, like, of course, we haven't had any guests to come in our studio, but we miss that a lot.
Mm-hmm. I miss coming
so
over.
I hope that we'll be able to work that out soon. Yeah, we miss having people, the interaction and that kind of thing. The grids, they're cool, but it's
when
just
you're,
kind of hard for us to all interact too. So
when you're ready, we still do our Wednesday night gathering at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard, and I would like to treat you guys to a dinner if you want to come and join us. dinner's on me.
Well, is that Wednesday? No.
If you move it up, if we move it up an hour, I'll be there too.
We'll move it to 5 o'clock.
Only. Yeah. What time is this?
If we could make it a happier hour, say 3 p.m.
You can start running your tab at 3. I won't get there. I might be able to get off an hour early on a Wednesday to come and join you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
So Ryan wants to be able to catch the lunch special. If it was up to him, you guys would be there at 11 a.m.
The early bird special.
Borderline brunch.
It's bad when the senior citizens come in and be like, wow, you're here early.
Oh, it's the early bird special.
That's right.
Early. There's nothing wrong with early bird specials.
The only when you have to serve them. That's a long story.
Oh, okay.
I shook people's hands last night.
I did too.
I'm sorry. I don't want to see that go. I don't want to live in a bubble wrap society. We're all afraid.
Yeah.
That's how you keep your immune system strong.
Mm-hmm. I don't go out of my way to shake hands, but when a hand is extended my way, I automatically shake it. So
it's the old...
Number two on this list is cleaning your desk. Like, I've looked around our newsroom, and if people's houses are as dirty as their desk, I'll never go to their houses. So don't worry about that.
Andrew? See,
one thing about that, you weren't going to their house anyway.
That's true.
Ooh, pandemic or not. So,
all right, Jay, what do you think?
At least maybe now you have a reason.
Yeah, I'm same way.
Thank you. That was Jay.
He's
the same way.
It doesn't matter how clean it is. I'm not going anyway.
One thing on here, we're about to get the wrap anyway. There it is. Got the wrap. But it says no more birthday parties, but I think that if you're determined to have a celebration, you're going to have one anyway.
I agree.
Absolutely.
And if someone's like, I'm not having a birthday party because of this, they just didn't want you to celebrate their birthday with them anyway. They're with their other set of
people.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right, sounds great. Thanks, guys.
So, there you go.
There's our daily morning input.
Oh, what did I say was going to be next?
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Ranch.
Ranch.
Ranch. Ranch is because Baumhauer's ranch recipe is homemade.
And it's awesome, really, by the way.
It is really awesome.
So, get some wings.
If you do, let's say you go to Wingfinger's, you do the chopped chicken salad, and you can have that done a variety of different ways. The ranch dressing that you put on that, that's homemade.
And anybody who says ranch is ranch, no, you haven't had this.
It's the same. Those are the same condiment fascists that say honey mustard is honey mustard. That's not true. The honey mustard at Baumhauer's, which is my preferred sauce. Although last night, I did have Thai sweet. I had sweet potato fries and Thai sweet for a dip. That's also good. Mm-hmm. That's also a Baumhauer's original. So here's the way this works. Some point between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I'll ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228 with the word ranch. And if you're that caller, you'll win lunch for two at Wingfingers downtown that includes a beverage and free parking. That's the great thing about Wingfingers, open 10:30 to 5. You don't have to worry about taking a walk in the heat or if a thunderstorm erupts. Just park underground for free at Wingfingers, 201 Union in the RSA headquarters building. At 6:47, you got your Fox News replay and a new take on Gilligan's Island with a little help from a Led Zeppelin song. It's pretty interesting. It's coming up.
Chris Foster. The mayor of Portland, Oregon is tear-gassed by federal officers along with other protesters demanding they leave the city. It happened outside a federal courthouse, and acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox that building would be destroyed if left unattended.
We have no assistance from the local leadership there, either from the mayor or from the governor. And so what does that mean? That means that the federal agencies and law enforcement officers from the department are left on their own night after night.
A supervisor says three federal officers may have permanent eye damage from lasers pointed at them by protesters. President Trump says Joe Biden has an obligation to take the cognitive test the president again says he aced. He says in an interview on Fox about Biden's mental fitness.
Something's going on, and I say this with respect. I mean, it's going to probably happen to all of us, right? You know, it's going to happen. But we can't take a chance of it happening.
America's listening to Fox News.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call
call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244. Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just sit right back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing lad, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour, a three-hour tour. Oh, and it makes me wonder.
The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle with Gilligan.
Oh, that's so good. You gotta play that again at the 8 o'clock.
It's already pasted in. Yes, it can.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm your Cheap and Trashy anchorman, Greg Boudreau. I don't know what's going on with Kanye West. There was hope for that man recently.
What's his running mate going to be on? Is he still running for president?
I don't know. He failed to get his application filed for Oklahoma or something. There's issues with Kim. He says he's trying to divorce her. She wants the public to be compassionate, as we all feel their pain as to how they split their billions of dollars. Those poor, oppressed people. How long would it take to watch everything currently available on Netflix?
Oh, that's a good question. I hope you have an estimate for us.
I do.
Good.
Netflix has close to 5,500 titles. If you wanted to watch them all, it would take 4 years, 2 months, and 8 days, and that's if you binge-watched non-stop, no sleep, and you'd be paying about $660 in subscriber fees over that period of time.
Wow, 4 years.
But most Netflix subscribers watch roughly 2% of what's available.
All right.
How about that? Looks like, first of all, if they play NFL games this year, you'll have to wear a mask. Some teams will be allowing fans, but the Falcons, for example, announced they would allow 20,000 people for home games. Mm-hmm. But you'll have to wear a mask through the entire thing. Still no word on...
What did you say, Jay? No preseason for the NFL this year? Is that what you... Did you say that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Somebody... Did you say that, Craig? No preseason for the NFL?
If they want to buy more time, it's possible they'll cut it out. I mean, look at baseball. They were off for 4 months. They got back to a camp-type atmosphere, and each team has played just three setup games. Yeah. So the season starts today with the Yankees at the Washington Nationals.
And out west, you've got
Giants
and the Dodgers.
And I'll tell you what, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a legit season because all teams, they're all playing 60 games. Everybody's got the same schedule. So to me, if they don't have to interrupt the season because of an outbreak, they get through a World Series, I'm going to look at that championship as legit.
Did they come to a deal on more games, more playoff games?
That is a possibility, and I would think they would announce that today. Yeah, they might actually almost half the teams in the league would qualify if they decide to go through with that. A little bit later on, we're going to play an unreleased song by the Rolling Stones and Jimmy Page.
All right.
Something you've never heard before. Clint Eastwood is suing CBD retailers for using his name and image to advertise. Jeff Bezos, he won't be standing at an exit on Interstate 85 collecting money. He added $13 billion to his net worth on Monday.
Just on Monday?
Yeah. $13 billion.
Takes me a whole week.
Longer than that for me, but I don't have the stuff.
The richness.
So, there you go. That's your cheap and trashy. By the way, a Hollywood box office will be off 70% at minimum for this year, even if they reopen theaters and start releasing some movies. Yet, they continue to spend their spare time annoying the public.
Has AMC still said July 29th, which is like coming up real soon? Jay,
yeah.
Do you know AMC?
I haven't heard a change in that, but I don't know because California still has their theaters closed.
Yeah. 29th is next week.
Yeah, the government has said they're not opening that back up. I don't know when that is though. How long that's going?
Right.
For California, and I mean that's a
market.
That's a huge market for that, and so I don't know.
Remember the other day we had the story about the. The adult entertainment club, they just weren't featuring any dancers.
Right.
There's a new twist in that industry that we'll have later on in Stupid News.
Okay.
This morning.
Can't wait for that.
Mr. Electric brings us the most electrifying moments of the morning and afternoon. And, yes, we're electrified that baseball's finally resuming. It seems like it's been forever.
Oh, my gosh.
If you need a repair or service involving electricity, call them. These are all certified master electricians, the very best of the best. And you may be able to learn some repairs, but messing with electricity is just plain dangerous. Get people that know what they're doing, whether it's an installation, a repair. In fact, if you haven't had your home's wiring and fuse panel checked out in the last 5 years, it's always advisable to do that. House fires, they're thoroughly destructive. They spread quickly. And you're lucky to get out with your life and your pets in most cases. So avoid those things by bringing in one of Mr. Electric's certified master electricians and having them inspect everything to make sure it's in good shape. They give you an upfront price. They arrive at a time that's convenient for you. And there's no games. You pay the price that they give you for the installation, and then they tidy up any debris that may have been created from, putting in a ceiling fan, something, a wall outlet, whatever. So all you're left was the great result that you called for in the beginning with. 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com. 658.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Taking a look at the highways this morning. Light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Still fairly light on the boulevard. We've got a little congestion, but not an awful lot. And no new accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. So smile, enjoy your ride in this morning. Any problems pop up, we'll let you know about them. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Is your foot pain becoming a hassle? Can't get through a workday without pain? Can't go shopping without limping down the aisles? I'm Dr. Brian Kelly, a board-certified podiatrist with specialized training in endoscopic procedures for heel pain and neuromas. Most diagnostic procedures can be performed right in the office, saving you the time and trouble of going from place to place. So don't run around town to fix your feet. Call me at 265-7585 for an appointment. That's 265-7585. Serving Montgomery, Greenville, and surrounding areas for over a decade. Follow us on Facebook or visit us on the web at www.greenvillefootcare.com, where Dr.